Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yep, it's that time I've been raving about since the start. But I must say, I'm really, really excited for this. I heard some vocals off air and one of my songs. So I'm really, really looking forward to this chat. But, you know, I've got in studio with me, let's start here, Jonathan Olsen. And I like how Cheryl's been addressing a minister, Jonathan. He's in studio. So I'm just going to say, call out your name and you say hi to hi to the family. I've got Minister Jonathan Olsen. I love that. He's, by the way, he's nodding his head. There he goes. That's his voice. I'm just helping the listeners to be able to distinct the voices. Because, you know, once you all start talking, then you can't really tell who's who.
True.
So
true.
That's Minister Jonathan. We've got Danny Bloom.
Yes, Danny's here.
Are you from Bloemfontein?
No. next to Bloemfontein.
Where are you from?
Small place called Barkley West, Kimberley.
Northern Cape, right? All right. And we've got Chanel David. Hello, my lady.
Hi, fam.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks, and yours?
I'm good. I want to speak as low as you do. And then we've got Victoria, or otherwise known as Vicky Smith. Good afternoon, my lady.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, and how are you?
I'm good. So you can probably tell she's the one with the... She didn't really feel comfortable with her voice today, but we'll get that sorted out. And I think we're going to start somewhere, actually. But I just want to give you a bit of a background about Minister Jonathan, which I believe is the leader of the team this afternoon. He is a devout, born-again Christian believer in Jesus Christ. He's a Christian. His Christian journey of 22 years, he gave his heart to the Lord at the tender age of 17, baptized, took up youth ministry from 19 to 35, and served in various capacities, youth leader, advisor, board, servant of his community, and worked with many youths interdenominational, you know, youth rallies, youth conferences. God graced him with the gift of music. And I think I really just want to get it from him. We'll leave the formalities here for now. Minister Jonathan, good afternoon once again. It's really great to have you.
Sis Luko, thank you so much. It is awesome to be here, and blessed regards to every listener. We don't take it for granted. Thank you for the opportunity, man. It's awesome to be here.
We don't want to do the mathematics, ne? But the amount of years you've been born again at 17, how old are you?
Yeah, no. The maths kind of gave my age away. There. No, I'm... Yeah, we are knocking on 40's door, hey?
Wow. Mm. All right. That's my older brother, actually. I'm not very far from him.
Yeah, we're so...
Some 6 years away. Lovely to have you with us, team, the entire team. I'm really excited. You guys are having an event coming up, which we are going to talk about. But also, I've been seeing your music on our system as well. Maybe let's talk about your music journey as well, which will lead us to what it is that you're doing right now.
Absolutely. As long as I can remember, I've had the desire. I said on Cheryl's show last week, you know, that growing up in church, I when I opened my eyes, when I could speak, I was in church. Mm. And so I've always had two desires. One, there's a guy that we call a din slayer.
Okay.
In modern terms, that would be a worship leader.
Oh.
But it's a din slayer because we didn't have a guitar, we didn't have a keyboard. We had a tambourine and a guy that led the service. So it's exactly that, a din slayer.
Wow.
And so I was inspired by that. You'll notice my haircut for years. I've got a side part.
I'll ask you to take off the cap at the end.
Yeah, man. So but anyway, I've had a very, very weird interest in music and worship music in particular. And so my life experiences have formed my view of the expression of music as worship.
Why do you call it a weird experience, though? What's so weird about it?
I think the main thing that I prioritize is probably reverence, retaining reverence in worship or praise.
Wow.
I think it's easy to blur the lines that we sometimes, not willfully, but it's easy to mistake atmosphere for anointing.
Come on.
And
especially where instruments are concerned, actually.
especially. And so I do realize that there's obviously a power in music. There's obviously a power in instruments. Mm-hmm. That's why both sides get to use it, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. We sometimes forget that. But the one thing that the kingdom of darkness has no interest in and they cannot mimic is reverence.
Sure. Yo, that's interesting. I think just quickly as we go along, I really just want to get each person's feel of music. And I think I'm going to Mr. Bloemfontein. I love this Bloemfontein photo. but if you could just share a bit with us your journey to music, getting up to this place.
Yes. Music is what, it's my upliftment. Is when I'm down, when I don't feel well, then I can just take a song and just sing it, and then I will feel very good after that.
It's definitely a unique language. Music has got to be a unique language.
Universal. It's a unique, yes.
Universal, exactly, Minister Jonathan. I think that's the key thing, exactly like you were saying. Even the kingdom of darkness capitalizes on music, actually.
Yes.
It's very interesting, and I don't think we give much thought to that. Shamal Davids, have you always been a singer, my love?
No, I can't say that.
Are you one of those that got to church and got influenced?
Something like it.
Something like that. All right. I thoroughly understand. I think as well, I can't claim to have sang since I was a baby, but like Minister Jonathan, I was also one of those people who grew up in church, wanted to do everything, whether it was acting, whether it was playing, but only in my, I think, teenage years did I think, let's try this out. Because, I mean, in high school, I was kicked out of the choir. But weird enough, in youth, actually, I was part of the worship team.
Yeah.
So it was a very different dynamic altogether. And for Vicky, would you say, look, for as long as I can remember, I could sing? Yes, okay, all right. That's all right. And back to you, Minister Jonathan. I want us to speak of when David calls for Zadok the priest. You have what I called a production, but like I said, there's a huge expectation. Once you say production, a person thinks there's dancing, there's acting, there's whatnot. Let's talk about when David calls for Zadok. What's that about?
so the story is found in the book of 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 1, and in Ezekiel 44 further explains that. So I preached this about 3 years ago.
Sure.
Yeah, where God looks at a faithful priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Jesus did, he changed the entire narrative. We remember in the Old Testament, to qualify for a priest, there were certain prerequisites.
All right.
And come the New Testament, and many people think the priesthood is done away with, but that's not the truth. The priesthood just changed.
Whew. All right. I'm a learner. I'm a learner
right
now.
First Peter chapter 2, I think it is, around verse 8 and 9, it says, "For you are a chosen generation." And we like that. People always celebrate. We're a chosen generation.
Yeah.
A royal
priesthood.
And then we stop. We emphasize the royalty. But the royalty is really just a description of the function. It's a royal function, royal priesthood. And so hence the link of the faithful priesthood. And so Zadok is a priest in contrast with Abiathar.
Okay.
Now Abiathar was a priest, and somehow he displeased God. And so God said, your lineage will serve the house, but you will not serve me directly. He says, only Zadok and those that are of the lineage of Zadok will minister to me directly.
Okay.
And so I know that we minister to each other. And even as Brother Danny said earlier on, how we can encourage one another with what I call horizontal worship. So horizontal worship is when we sing songs like "How Great Is Our God." It's to encourage one another. But when we minister to God directly,
okay,
we say, "How great thou art." You see,
this is what we talk.
And so I think we forgot how special it is to have direct access to God.
Sure. Yes.
That's what informs this.
We overemphasized on the feel good, I don't want to say worship, but conversational music that we have amongst each other, and we forgot to go back to the master.
Yeah, I mean community is absolutely necessary, and I'm not coming against it.
Mm.
But let's not forget, God makes room for the audience of one.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, when you look at God bestowing any major mandate on any man, woman, boy, or girl, he isolates them first.
Yeah.
And so we must have the, we must master the ability of being an audience of one.
Mm.
When there are only 5 people in church, would you worship the same way you would if there were 500?
Sure.
And to those who minister, those of us who sing and preach, do you preach with the same energy you would for 10,000 when you only have 30?
Yo.
Or so, do we change? Do we dim the energy because the crowd is less?
So there's this over preparation we invest in when we feel as though a bigger crowd is listening, and we forget that crowd of one. Yo.
The main audience, Ausluto, should
Christ
be God.
Himself.
That's the main audience.
Mm.
I'm not saying that the others are not the audience. They are. We have a responsibility. We worshippers engage in what is called representative warfare.
Okay.
That's what David did when Goliath says, we don't have to shed all this blood.
Mm.
Send one man.
Mm.
If he beats me, we'll become your servants. But if I beat him, you become our servants. It's representative warfare.
Come on.
And so worshippers stand in the position of representative warfare. That's why it is required of worshippers to live righteous and as close to God as they can. Because when you stand there, you are dealing with forces of darkness.
Ooh.
And you are representing a whole people. Because remember, Israel, once David slayed Goliath, he cut off his head and he picked up the head and walked with it in the street. It was a gruesome scene.
Mm.
But what he did for Israel was give the rest of the army courage to pursue the Philistines.
Come on.
That's representative warfare. So David, understanding representative warfare, calls for specifically Zadok.
Mm-hmm.
Abiathar was never fired. If you read that whole thing, Abiathar wasn't fired. God said, you continue to serve, but I want this guy to minister to me directly.
Yo. You're giving me heart palpitations as I sit here, actually.
Amen.
And you actually said something as you were speaking, how important it is for us to truly understand what we're doing as worshippers.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, it's like you're saying, it's we can do it, it's fine, we can be a community, it matters, everybody matters.
Yeah.
But for as long as we know, even amongst that community, there's that one person that truly matters. And I think, especially in times of load shedding and the likes, you know how discouraged worship teams get? And not only the worship team, I think sometimes it weighs heavily on the rest of the congregation.
The whole congregation.
And suddenly people don't want to do things as per norm because the instruments are not there.
Exactly.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with instruments.
No, nothing wrong.
But who matters in this question?
Exactly. And so what we need to try and avoid is things that are supposed to assist us becoming the things driving us.
Yo.
Instruments are there to assist.
True.
When they drive, it's a performance.
Instruments are there to assist.
Not drive.
When
not
they drive.
Drive,
it's a performance.
100%. What drives us is heart.
Sure. The heart.
The heart of the individual.
Mm.
That's what drives it.
Sure.
Amen.
I am moved. I think I need to get a glass of water because I want us to really talk about the structure of the event that's coming
Amen.
Up. Because now I'm getting a feel, Minister Jonathan, that it's not about the event.
No.
It's not just about the, there's much more an energy that's put into it as you guys get closer to the day. And can I scare you a little bit?
Yeah.
It's less than 10 days away.
that kind of does push up the heart rate.
Didn't mean to do that, but let's just take one song in Lengte van Die.
Yes.
Oh, why am I? Did I say it correctly?
Lengte.
Lengte, yes.
Well done.
All right, so this is Jonathan Olsen coming up. Do enjoy. We'll be right back and we will be chatting some more about their music.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Laurie, absolutely love to hear that. It sounds so natural, I must say. And that was Minister Jonathan coming out right there. Absolutely enjoyed it. And welcome back, guys. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm welcoming you back.
Man, I wasn't sure if it's the listeners or if it's us.
Oh. No, I've got you. It is definitely all five of us, I must say. Now, a quick one. You are having an event coming up, and I think Minister Jonathan can definitely fill us in on this one. What's happening?
Yeah, man. So we're having. I don't really like the term concert, but it is a concert. We are having this on the 29th of March. That's next week, Saturday, starting at 6 o'clock. It's in Eersterust at the Omega Community Center.
Eersterust.
Okay. Yeah. And so we're starting at 6 o'clock. We're featuring the likes of who we have in studio here today with me. Vicky Smith will be doing a song for us. Shamel Davis will be doing two. But Danny is he's actually also a minister or artist of music himself. And I think he's one of the most undersung and underrated in our community. But I think his anointing, his oil is worth so much more. Also the likes of Patricia Erasmus. And then also there's a prophet from the south of Johannesburg that I'm really looking forward to having there. His name is Gershwin Riddles. He'll be our MC.
Gershwin Riddles?
Yes.
I think I've heard of him, actually.
Yeah. So the oil that flows from that man is just also something amazing.
So let's talk about the concert that's coming up. Mm-hmm. It's a concert, of course, like you said, and you've got a whole lineup. What exactly should we expect that day? I do understand that there are preps that have come in. What are we expecting? What's the theme this year? What are you expecting?
All right. So what we want is for every priest, part of that royal priesthood, to partake. We'll be doing very, very general song, commonly known songs, easy to sing along to. And yes, we're practicing, we're preparing, but the aim is to get us all in concert, mm-hmm. in unison. Mm-hmm. What we are looking forward to, we were just having the chat off air, and this is really something we are praying for, is for a mighty outpouring like on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to fabricate anything. We want that, where it must just come like a mighty rushing wind.
Oh, all right, okay. And any scripture or theme this year?
The theme is exactly that, when David calls for Zadok. That is in 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scripture around which it's based, and it really is that. David calls for Zadok. David typing the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Zadok typing the New Testament priest.
All right. It's on Saturday, like you said, but before we even go any further, before there's music here, there is an opportunity for two double tickets. This basically means four tickets, I understand, that you're giving away to two lucky winners, that is. Because I always say, when you go to a concert and you're all by yourself and then you look lost, you'd rather go with someone.
Yeah.
Which is weird, though, because we're not supposed to feel lost in the house of the Lord.
True.
We're not supposed to, but we still get into those spaces and you're like, I don't know anybody around here. So you're giving away two double tickets.
Yeah,
that is two double tickets.
Absolutely.
And I think what's important, and it's a detail that's going to come up again in our conversation, is all I just need from you is to tell us when and where is the event.
All right.
What day? That's what I want from you as the listener. And where exactly is it going to take place?
Yeah,
yes. I even repeated the word of the place earlier on. So that's a clue. That's a clue. It's definitely a giveaway. But we're, you know what? A couple of weeks ago, Minister, I went to an event. I almost said Guild Theatre. I'm from East London, so Guild Theatre is coming to my mind. I went to an event at State Theatre. That's what I'm looking for in my mind. And I always tell the story. I got there and I realized that there was this couple that felt out of place because they weren't dressed like the rest of us. and I would have been in the place of that couple had I not asked on the last interview that I had. What is there a dress code? Yeah, is there, you know, how on the day, if you say it starts at 6, we must be there at 5 and get seated. And so that's the roll call, basically, I want from you today, just to make sure that everybody gets everything in order.
Man, we very diverse. Okay. So prepare for a night of very diverse ministrations.
Okay.
Jeans. We're wearing jeans.
Oh, nice.
Jeans and tackies. We're a people.
It's going to be a lot of dancing.
There's going to be that.
It's going to be a lot of moving.
Yes.
And so we just, man, as comfortable as you can, you know. Yeah.
Come really, as you are.
Yes.
Come as you are.
I like suits. I really
Oh,
do.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I love suits.
Hello, my friend. I'm a suits girl myself.
But no, for
Saturday is not the time.
We dressed down. We really want to have all the attention on him.
Can I put you guys on the spot now? Ready or not?
I feel like that's a rhetorical question.
Because I've already forced you guys into it anyway. So can you guys give us a feel of what Saturday's going to sound like?
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to ask Sister Chamel David. This is one of the songs Minister Danny is going to be doing on the night.
Okay.
But we're going to ask Sister Chamel to just quickly, as we would say in the old church, put it in for us.
Cue you in.
Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, siyakubonga Nkosi Jesu.
Do you know who used to do that song? The late Sifiso Ncwane. Oh, that's such a lovely song. So this is one of the songs you guys are doing on the day.
So
as much as we need to put our dancing shoes on, try and avoid makeup unless it's waterproof.
We would advise, that is good advice. Because there's going to be, man, in the rehearsals, we can already feel how palpable the atmosphere is filled with the anointing. Man, it's
an out-of-body experience.
Sure.
They'll be crying. There'll be water works. That's how we say it. But how do we become part of the show on the day? I know you don't like the term show, but here we are, or the concert. How do we become part of it? How do we get hold of our tickets? What do we need to do?
All right. We'll leave our number with you. People can just get in touch with us. So tickets are on sale for at 100 rand per person for adults.
Mm-hmm.
That's between up to the age of 18, right? Kids between the ages of 18 and 12 pay 50 rand.
Oh, wow.
Kids under 12 is free. Sister Cheryl lambasted me last week for the admin. But, yeah.
And I must say, I really must add this. I used to do music back in the day in East London. And yeah, that amount is nothing. I always say for the experience, it's absolutely nothing, actually. And to be honest, it's not even like a money-making thing. You don't make much from it, I'll be honest with you. So it's really worth the experience, actually. Extra details once again. What do we need to do to be part of the event? Where exactly? We're going to say it again. And if you are attentive, you'll get the details for your tickets actually as well. So critical details you want to bring to our attention for the day.
All right. Ma'am, just get in touch with us. Attend the concert or the show. It's going to be in Eersterus. The address is a bit funny. But we normally say it's between Tafelberg and Luluberg.
Tafelberg and Luluberg.
Very simple.
Okay.
It's you drive right up the road, you can't miss the building.
Oh, does it have a name? Does the building have a name?
Omega Community Center.
Omega Community Center.
Yeah, yeah. When you get there, you'll see there's a white dove there with a blue ribbon. And yeah. Look, if people want to get, when we say, you know, almost partakers of the show, so I'm going to share the colors. Is that fine?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so we're going with the priesthood colors. We're going with the scarlet red, royal purple, royal blue.
I knew purple had to feature somewhere. I didn't know which one of the royal colors. I just knew purple had to feature somewhere.
Yeah, so those are the colors we're going with. So if you really want to feel like you're part of the hype, part of that, man, we welcome that. In fact, we'd encourage it. We'd love it.
Come on, join the team in.
Yes.
By the way, I didn't ask, is this the first of its kind or have you had a few other ones? Or is this going to be continuing?
I've heard some
rumor,
some remarks and some suggestions that we should look at doing it annually. Mm. And we'll definitely consider that.
Mm.
We'll definitely. One of the things we'll look at is the response of the people. I don't know.
Of course. But as much as you look at that, do not forget the audience of one.
Amen.
I'm holding you to your word now.
Amen.
Guys, this has really been amazing, I must say. Any closing remarks, Minister Jonathan, or any of you, actually? Mm. Yes, please. You guys are quiet.
No, I would just like to say to the listeners, come and enjoy yourself.
Mm.
We will have a beautiful time in the presence of the Lord.
Nice.
So definitely, you need to make your way to Esteras.
Come and be one of us.
If you are in Esteras, yeah, you need to get a ticket. Come and let's be one.
Oh, man. Guys, thank you so, so much. We're going to be playing out with I Am Yours. And I love stories. One of my nicknames, which I actually don't like, I don't even know why I'm mentioning it, my brother calls me Story. So I love stories. I Am Yours, a little story on I Am Yours. Why I Am Yours? Is that a personally written song?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I wrote
we,
that
we
song.
Need the story behind it.
I wrote it about what? I'm trying to count, about 12, 13 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And it's exactly that audience of one. One of the words that I use there is quite old English.
Mm.
At the end of it, every fiber of me is yours. And
wow.
It's a song of devotion and availing oneself to God. I had gone through a terrible experience.
Mm.
And I heard, I think, T.D. Jakes say from Romans 12, present your bodies a living sacrifice. He says, before cancer tries to claim it, before high blood pressure tries to claim it. And I thought, before depression tries to claim it, Lord, I am yours. You rather have me before any of these have me. So yeah, that's what inspired the song.
All right. Tickets, still giving away some tickets. Once again, where is the event going to be? And we said where and when, right? So where's the event going to be and when is the event going to be? I'm giving away two tickets. So make sure that you sneak in that text. And as we play out this afternoon, it's Jonathan Olsen with I Am Yours. And I wanted, when I saw the title, actually, one of my pastors back in the day used to say, you know, after everything is said and done, and when I've lost everything, may you know, Lord, that I'm yours. I'm your child.
Yes.
I've got no backup. My only backup is the Father.
Love
so
that.
I Am Yours is coming right up.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want. Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, anyplace. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.